Go ahead and find a comfortable position and allow yourself to start to relax. Just taking some nice, slow, deep breaths and letting go. Any tension you might feel, just let that go. Allow yourself to become more gently, more deeply relaxed. To help you in your relaxation, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And with each descending number, just allow yourself to go deeper, more relaxed. 5. Letting go. 4. Allowing yourself to go deeper. 3. Two, going deeper, and 1, allowing yourself to be deeply relaxed in a peaceful and safe place. And as you breathe in this relaxation, just notice that you find yourself in a safe place, your safe space. And feel that safety all around you. Just allow yourself to sit in that place of safety and appreciate it. And appreciate yourself for taking this time to fulfill your own needs and take care of yourself. And in this place of safety, you see out in front of you a big sphere of light, luminous light. And you walk towards this sphere, entranced by its beauty, by its power. And as you walk towards the sphere, you see that it's large enough, much larger than you, large enough to step right into, which is what you do. You take a big step forward right into the sphere. And you see that there are 7 chambers in this sphere, and you've stepped right into the first chamber. And this first chamber is the chamber of safety. And you allow yourself to feel safe and really let that in. Breathe that in and say to yourself, I am safe. I have access to unlimited resources. Right here, right now, anything and everything that I need is at my disposal. I am safe. And just allow yourself to feel the safety. Breathe it in. Feel it in your heart. I am safe. I have access to unlimited resources. And as you feel the depth and the realness of that safety, this first chamber of the sphere. You allow yourself to stay in this chamber for as long as you need to stay to feel the deep experience of safety. You breathe in that safety. And when you're ready, you step forward into the second chamber. The second chamber is the chamber of security. And you allow yourself to feel secure. Say to yourself, I am secure. I have access to unlimited resources, and I have the ability to utilize these resources. I can utilize these resources at any time to heal, to feel, to manifest the reality that I choose. I am secure. I am protected and taken care of. All of my needs are met. All of my needs are met. And allow yourself to feel that feeling of security and breathe it in. And as you allow that feeling of security to wash all over you, you feel it in your heart deeply. And when you're ready, and you feel that deep feeling of security, you step forward into the third chamber. And this is the chamber of belonging. Belonging. And the access to belonging is through value. And you say to yourself here in this third chamber, I am valuable. Inherently. I have true value. And it has nothing to do with what I do, where I'm from, what I look like, how much money I make. It has everything to do with who I am. My value is inherent to me, unchangeable, immovable. I am valuable. And allow yourself to really feel this. Feel it in your heart. Sense it in your being. That who you are is valuable just because you're you. And with this deep and inherent sense of value, you can see and you can feel that you belong everywhere or anywhere you choose to be. There's nothing you have to do or change or fix in order to belong. Feel that value. Feel the inherent nature of your value. Breathe it in as deeply as you're able in this moment. And as you're feeling that deep sense of your inherent value and knowing that you belong wherever you choose to be, when you're ready, and take another step forward into the fourth chamber. And this is the chamber of love. Unconditional love. And allow yourself to open your heart as big and wide as you possibly can and sense how deeply you are loved, completely. And again, it's not based on anything that you've done or anything that you have or what you do or how you look or anything else in the material or physical world. It has everything to do with who you are. And being loved isn't about earning it, it's about receiving and letting it in. Knowing that unconditional, beautiful, complete love is available to you always. All you have to do is let it in. Say to yourself, I am loved completely. And just breathe that love in. And allow it to open your heart and expand who you are. As you feel the depth of that love, complete and total, and you let it in. When you're ready, you can move into the fifth chamber. Step into the fifth chamber, and this is the chamber of knowing. Knowing. In this chamber, what you remember, what you realize, is that you have access to unlimited knowledge. Anything and everything you need to know is available to you when you need to know it. It's like a cosmic internet at your disposal. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress and wonder. You don't have to judge yourself for not knowing certain things you think you don't know, because here they are. It's about trust. It's about opening up to the infinite resource you have access to. Allow yourself to feel what it feels like to have access to the knowledge that you need, and to trust that it's there for you. All you have to do is ask and allow it to show up. In this chamber, this fifth chamber of knowing, you're able to embrace uncertainty. Able to embrace not knowing. You're even able to embrace chaos and confusion in a beautiful way that gives you a sense of peace in the awareness of it's okay not to know, because it's there for you when you need it. Allow yourself to breathe that in, the peace, the trust, the calmness that comes from knowing that you have access to the knowledge that you need. It's right here. And just feel that in your heart. And when you're ready, take a step forward into the sixth chamber. The next chamber is the chamber of beauty. Beauty. You are beautiful. Say to yourself, I am beautiful. And your beauty is inherent to who you are. It's not based on how you look, the clothes that you wear, the age or appearance of your body. Your true beauty doesn't age, doesn't change. It's deep within who you are. It's about the love and the light that exists within you and that you exude. You can't achieve beauty or do beauty. You are beauty. You are beautiful. And in this chamber, what you're reminded of is the power and the depth of your true beauty, and you embrace that. And true beauty is about the combination of excitement and contentment, the combination of peacefulness and passion simultaneously. It's not one or the other, it's both. And in this chamber of beauty, and as you embrace and experience and express your true beauty, what you gain access to is a deeper level of responsibility. Responsibility. The freedom, the power that comes from owning and experiencing your beauty, your greatness. That's what true beauty is all about. Allow your heart to open and just feel that. Let that in. I am beautiful. I don't have to try or worry or do anything. Just be who I am and experience and express my true beauty. Breathe that in. And as you feel that deep in your heart, you can step into the seventh and final chamber, which, as you see, is actually in the center of the sphere. You step into the center of the sphere. This is the seventh chamber, and this chamber is the chamber of spirituality. It's your spiritual connection. And as you step into this chamber, notice what you feel and who else might be there with you. Maybe some of your unseen friends, if you will, your higher self, your soul, your spirit, your guides. They're here with you. They join you in this seventh chamber. And as you've walked through each of the six previous chambers, from safety to security, through belonging, which has to do with your inherent value, into love, knowing, and beauty, what you've done is fulfilled each of those needs yourself. And standing in this seventh chamber, you connect with God in an authentic way, as a spiritual adult, having fulfilled your own needs. So you don't come to God asking for anything, and you don't even come to God worshiping. You come as a spiritual adult in co-creation with God, creating your reality, creating the experience you choose to have. And in this seventh chamber, you're reminded of the power, the connection that you have as a spiritual adult to God, to your higher self, to this unseen world, the more real world that exists within you. And just allow yourself to feel that spiritual connection, the depth of it, the fun of it, the mystery of it, the vastness of it. And as you experience all of that and feel that deeply in your heart, in this seventh chamber, in the center of the sphere, connected with God, in a co-creating relationship of your reality, start to imagine how you want your life to be, how you want your world to be right now. In this powerful center of this sphere, tap into the magic, tap into the majesty of creation, and allow yourself to have a conversation with God and see and experience and visualize that which you want to experience in your life. How do you want to feel? What do you want to show up in your physical world? What dreams? What aspirations do you have? And just allow whatever shows up to show up, and trust that it's coming from a deep and genuine place within you. And know that what God wants is to be in partnership, in relationship with you, in this beautiful, spiritually adult way. Just hang out here for as long as you want. Nothing else you have to do. Nowhere you have to go. You can just be right here and listen for what you hear. And notice what you feel. Just breathe it all in and trust that the process is unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to. And start to breathe and feel and notice the magic of the experience. And as you take it all in, take a moment to have gratitude and appreciation for yourself, taking the time to meet your own needs and step through each of these seven chambers. And you feel that love, that connection with God. And you step back and out of not only the seventh chamber, but out of the sphere altogether. Find yourself standing outside of the sphere, noticing once again its radiance, its beauty, its power. And you bless yourself, the sphere, and the entire experience. As you walk away from the sphere of light back to your place of safety, that safe space where you started. And in this place of gratitude and appreciation for yourself, for the experience, just breathe it all in and trust it's all unfolding the way it's meant to. Stay here for as long as you'd like. And if you're ready to come out of meditation, I will count you out from 1 back up to 5, bringing you gradually and beautifully back into a conscious state of awareness. When I get to number 5, you will be awake and alert, excited to create your day, your night, or whatever it is in the way exactly you want it to be. 1. Starting to come out. 2. Coming back. 3. Starting to feel your fingers and your toes wiggle. 4. And 5. Eyes open, alert, awake, feeling whatever you're feeling, and knowing that all is well. And so it is.